listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the power of music, speaking from 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Let me read those verses to you. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you, but now bring me a musician." Then it happened, when the musician played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Three kings came to the prophet Elisha, asking for God's help and guidance. Their armies were stuck in the dry desert, facing a thirsty death before they ever got to the battle. Elisha had no respect for the kings of Judah or Edom, but because of the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, he agreed to seek God for their need. When Elisha sought God for a prophetic word to speak to the three kings, he said, "Now bring me a musician." That was a remarkable thing to say. When Elisha wanted to become more sensitive to the leading and the speaking of the Holy Spirit, he asked for the service of a musician. We know that Elisha was annoyed when the king of Israel first approached him on this matter. You can find that in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. Perhaps this troubled his mind and his spirit, and he needed some calm and God-honoring focus that music has the potential to bring. He sought to spiritually build himself up through what Colossians chapter 3 calls psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, here in 2 Kings 3, we don't know the name of the musician, but when the musician played, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he prophesied, bringing a promise of deliverance to the three kings. As the musician played the instrument, he probably never thought that God would use the notes and the melody to bring a great spiritual and military victory. Yet the musician did what he could do, and God used it. And at least in a small way, maybe in a great way, it helped to change history. Our God is a singing God who loves music. If you don't believe me, look at Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, or Mark chapter 14, verse 26. We are made in God's image, so we have a natural attraction to music. We can do ourselves much spiritual good by listening to God-honoring music and by worshiping Him in song. This speaks to us of the great spiritual power in music. This speaks to us of the great power of giving our gifts to God, such as you've gifted in music, give it unto the Lord and God will use it. This speaks to us of the great strength of what might seem to be small or unexpected things. I don't know if anybody expected God to move through that musician the way that he did. And this speaks to us of the great importance of worshiping God in song. Today, make use of this wonderful, God-given, and God-blessed spiritual resource. Let some good and godly music fill your life and receive a blessing from God as you do it.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.